Hello.
Mr. President.
I thought you'd be interested to know that my daughter Julie really put her finger on it when she said that she watched the CBS thing and she said she had never seen Eric Severide, Marvin Kalb, and Dan Rather so sick. They were green, she said. Absolutely turned. She said they were, and that she said they were moaning about it and saying it wasn't going to last. And she said they were utterly taken aback and sick. I mean, you'd think, you know, that even at this time, even those assholes would say, well, you know, maybe we were, not that they were wrong, but maybe it's good news. But no. They told me the whole, and Ziegler said he's never seen the press corps so discouraged.
Yeah, or to say we've got to hand it to the president, he did it.
Right.
And
but in fairness, Colson tells me the other two networks are better, but
yeah, NBC was better.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's
but don't get discouraged. I just want you to know that.
Oh, well, I talked about all the calls I'm getting are overwhelmingly favorable. In fact, I haven't got an unfavorable call. Well, Nelson called. He was almost beside himself.
Yeah, he always is.
And Dick Kleindienst called. Marvin Kalb left a message of warm congratulations. He couldn't get himself to say it on television.
Well, the hell with it. I would never call him back. Never, never, never.
But it's just...
Well, we certainly bamboozled the goddamn Congress. That Mansfield was speechless for once. Didn't know what to do.
All of
them. Didn't you feel that? And O'Neill, who's an all-out dub and a vicious bastard, didn't know what the hell to say.
He was very complimentary after you had left.
What did he say?
Oh, he said, what a magnificent achievement. Oh, I'm so delighted, so proud.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that good? Well, you know, on your doing the Friday thing, the more I think of it, the better I think of it, because when you've got a good case, you can demolish the bastard. You can go down there, give a star performance, and I give one for the Senate and one for the House. I do both. I do them both. And do it on Friday, and that's great. But
and also, it will answer that, you know, then they can't say I never meet with them.
Right. You can say you will meet with them when it is a proper occasion on a briefing, but you cannot meet on confidential matters, right?
Exactly.
And you know, you'll be all prime for it because you'll have plenty of workouts tomorrow.
That's right. Exactly right.
Well, I just wanted you not to get discouraged because of the CBS broadcast and so forth. Because Julie, I told Ziegler that. I said, that's what you're going to expect, and all these other people, and they couldn't believe me. And then now they're finally becoming Christians, they understand.
I think there's every reason to be encouraged because the overwhelming reaction is ecstasy.
Well, I think from what...
Very favorable.
Well, maybe.
It just killed the bloody liberals. It killed them already in October.
Yeah.
And they started pissing on the agreement.
Right.
Now what kills them is after the bombing. This is, after all, 3 weeks after the bombing ended, Mr. President.
Right.
And
right.
You've wrapped it all up.
Yeah, which none of them thought. And
on terms that every one of them thought were impossible.
Yeah. When we said, I laid down 4 conditions and all of them have been met. You know, that speech was a real gem, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a beauty.
You know what I mean? It was simple.
Also, when you attacked the various alternatives that had been offered.
Oh, boy. I said, you know, about peace for us and war for the others and leave our POWs and...
Exactly.
And also gigging the press on Johnson, vilification of Johnson and the Democrats, who is basically, I'm defending myself too, you see.
Exactly. I thought it was a beautiful speech.
Wow.
Very strong.
Well, anyway, I just thought you'd be...
Mr. President, what you have accomplished runs counter to what the intellectual establishment of this country has been preaching for 30 years, and your success is almost more painful to them than...
Well, they've got to change, though, goddammit, Henry. The intellectual establishment is important to this country.
Yeah, but they don't want to change. And
then let's build a new establishment.
That's what the duty is. That's
all right. Okay.
Right, Mr.
Bye. Have a good sleep.
Thank you.